For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Some more ticket texts that came in regarding the pass to any event. Like Jason Grilli, former baseball player, spent 8 years of service time in Major League Baseball. You get a lifetime pass to go to any baseball game you want, provided they have seats, and then you get best seat available, which is pretty cool. And with that, apparently you get a couple of passes to go with it. Baseball, and it's not even close. Grilli's pass is also good for any and every minor league park game as well. That's Bill in Lake Orion. That would be a lot of fun. To tour, have you been to minor league stadiums?
Yeah, I've been to a couple. I went to the Whitecaps one time.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
You don't look like you're happy.
Yeah, it's fine. We stopped at that, on the way down, you ever stop at one of those adult stores that all the truckers visit? We stopped at one of those places. Like the Velvet Touch, I think it was called. Jeez. That's what I remember about that trip. The game got rained out, but I remember going to the Velvet Touch.
You remember the touch, huh?
I remember the touch. Very disturbing place. But I remember, I'm like, yeah, memories.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a steak and shake on the way. And
No. I could tell you many stories. I'm going to choose not to.
This guy.
Saw some different shakes there.
I'm just saying you did. There was a menu for what all you could do. Never mind.
Good grief.
But that's what I remember about my only minor league game.
Was going to the Velvet Touch.
We went to the Velvet Touch.
All right.
But it wasn't like a me desperation, let's go to the Velvet Touch by myself. It was like me and like 4 other dudes went to the Velvet Touch.
It was group desperation.
That makes it better, right? No, it was curiosity.
Well, it's like going to a strip joint, right?
Right. Well, you can't go to a strip joint by yourself unless you're that 70-year-old dude sitting in the corner with the stack of bills that you're willing to give the strippers. You cannot go to a strip club by yourself.
I think you're have probably you, right. No.
I mean, me neither. Don't look at me like I have. No, I haven't.
I'm not looking at you like you have.
I don't go to the movie by myself. Why would I go to a strip club by myself?
I've been to movies by myself.
I don't
have any issue with.
I have no. Yeah, I can't do that.
You know, I'm there to watch.
I need a friend.
That's a drop.
Might be accurate too.
Hey, stat of the day.
Anyway, sorry. Yes, but I went to one minor league game for like 3 innings.
So you've never been to Toledo?
No, I've driven past it, but like it looks cool.
Go.
Yeah.
It's worth good. It. It's a great stadium. It's a great atmosphere right in the heart of downtown. Stadium's kind of like dug into the it's really cool. It's
Chase
really
Young cool. Knocking the cover off the ball. Go see him.
Yeah, I got on base, I think, 5 times the other night.
Okay.
My lifetime pass would be the World Cup final, Andrew in Livonia. How about just the World Cup?
That'd be cool.
You know, yeah, but you know, proximity, man. I mean, doesn't he, like, is that a good one to use it on?
But it's every 4 years, so you can save up money to pay for going to it, and now your tickets are free.
Yeah, you're only buying a hotel and
airfare.
I'm sure it's still expensive, but I got to believe the tickets are expensive.
Although some places all spread out. I mean, like if you, maybe that's why it just says the final, because if it's like in the United States, I mean, you're going to Los Angeles, you're going to Chicago, you're going to Seattle or Texas or wherever the hell else it'd be. Lifetime movie pass would be great, but in the sports world, I'd go with baseball, more bang for the buck. I would agree. And then when someone says lifetime visits to the Playboy Mansion,
I think
it's not around anymore.
Doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Wait, what is the Playboy Mansion? Like, did they carry on the legacy, or is it just somebody else owns it?
Somebody else owns it, I think. And I think they may. I don't know if they took it down or not.
Yeah, they renamed it the Velvet Touch.
West.
I don't think the Velvet Touch exists anymore. I'm sure they had some financial issues. Like at the Playboy Mansion, did they keep the grotto? Like the Playboy Mansion Memorial Grotto.
I think they at least they cleaned it up.
I would hope so. I would assume you got to do that like daily.
Yeah, that's when you want it. You can't have enough chlorine.
Right. Yeah.
You have a crew that's dedicated to scrubbing. Yeah.
What celebs do you think had lifetime passes to the Playboy Mansion? Like Charlie Sheen probably had a lifetime pass.
Scott Baio comes to mind.
That's a good one. Wow.
He's still there, I think.
I don't know. There might be some.
Yeah, listen, what else has he got going on?
I don't want to get down this topic because saw the documentary that came out last year. There was
I heard about it.
Yeah, like a 10-part documentary about how horrific the Playboy Mansion is. And you ask about people that were
were
there all the time.
Oh.
People like Bill Cosby.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
There are things that happened there. It's not a good scene. Let's just.
Sorry.
Leave that one alone
there. I apologize.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I don't think I brought it up. I just asked the follow-up question.
That's what you're here for. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. So the Pistons start the playoffs on Saturday evening in New York. And it's interesting because, what?
I'm sorry. Before you get into the Pistons, we just got to take one call, if you don't mind. DJ's in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What's up, Deej?
What up, though? Jeffrey Rigger, are you kidding me, man? You ain't got to be no 70-year-old man alone in the strip club by yourself to go to the strip club.
You've gone to the strip club by yourself?
I know women who go to the strip club by themselves. Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I know women who do it. Yes.
Take me through the night, DJ. Go ahead.
Jeffrey Rigger, let me put you on game, my dog. You a married dude. I get all that. The strip clubs have the best food in Michigan, man. The Pantheon, Cheetahs, their food is like, dang on near 4-star, whatever you want to call it. Their food is incredible. So a lot of times, man, I get texts from free. Hey, dog, meet me in strip club. I'm up here by myself. Nah, the food's so good. You just go up there to have chicken and shrimp alfredo or lamb sauce. Like, the food is immaculate.
DJ, you do realize I love you, number one. But number two, everybody that's ever read Playboy, they say I read it for the articles. You expect me to believe you go to the strip club because the food's so good?
Absolutely. When I tell you absolutely, like, at this age, man, I'm 46, I don't pay the strippers no attention. Absolutely.
Oh, you just go for the food.
That's a power just move. Go and do you sit at the bar, or do you grab a stage side table and just wait to be waited on?
Nope. I mean, so it depends. If the bar is full, to answer your question, I'm going straight to the bar. If the bar is not available, yes, I'm going to grab a seat. And the young ladies will come up. You want to dance? You want to dance? No, I let them know, man. I'm here for the lamb chop or the alfredo. Like you? No, seriously. Some of your callers, I know they feel me out there who from the D like I am. Trust me on this one. The Pantheon and Cheetah's food is incredible.
DJ,
DJ says, get off my lap and get me an app.
Yeah. Thanks, DJ. We appreciate it, buddy, always.
DJ, I want to meet you at the strip club. Me and Deej go to the strip club.
He goes by himself, Jeff.
No, he says he meets his buddies.
If you like lamb chops or alfredo, trust me on this one. The Pantheon is the best. And I hate to get them free promotion, but I'm just keeping it a buck.
DJ,
the best around here.
I think I would like the ambiance, too. I'll meet you over there.
There it
Set
is.
It up.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, that was worth taking.
I told you. Come on.
I mean,
what a line by King, by the way.
Who's the basketball player King during COVID that left the bubble to
Lou Williams.
Lou Williams.
Yeah, he said that too. Get off my lap. I want a nap.
Yeah, lemon pepper wings.
The wings. The wings were too. They were too good. Was too it in good. Atlanta?
Yeah.
It's like too good. Had to get the wings. Like you left the bubble of.
And
COVID.
No one believed him, but everyone started saying, "Dude, the wings here are tremendous."
Like, yeah, dude, they're fire. The wings are fire. 100.
The wings were bussing, man.
So speaking of basketball,
why?
There's a segue right there. Pistons in action on Saturday. The playoffs will begin. Jeff, nobody, and I mean nobody, when it comes to the national pundits, are giving the Pistons a chance. Every single one of them. We had 10 the other day that we had revealed. Doug had the sheet. He goes, what's common about this sheet? And I said, well, that all 10 predictions have the Knicks winning the series. Nobody is going out on a limb and saying that the Pistons are going to win this series. Are you surprised by that?
No. No, because they have absolutely no experience. And let's be honest, like, everybody got upset with Shaq because Shaq doesn't watch the Pistons, despite doing a basketball show.
Right.
Right? I do think a lot of the national talking heads are probably like Shaq. They're not focused on the Pistons. They probably view it as a nice story. They probably watch more than Shaq. But I do believe when it comes down to the Knicks, you pretty much pander to your audience. It's the Knicks. I think that's why they're picking them. Not to mention, I think the Knicks have more talent. I know, obviously, the Pistons beat them in the regular season, 3-1. But I think the playoffs are a different animal. And I know Isaiah went on Stoney and Evan's podcast the other day and said, you don't really need playoff experience and ignorance is bliss. I think I might disagree a little bit. I do think the playoffs are a different animal. I think it all feeds into why nobody's picking them.
Well, they do have guys that have experience that they added to this team in the offseason, and then adding a Schroeder at the trade deadline gives you experience as well. I feel like they have some of those guys now, and coupled with all these young players that may not know any better, could be a good combination.
Oh, I hear you.
Look, if I'm going to pick who's going to win the series, I'll probably take the Knicks in 7. But I think the Pistons have a real chance. I'm not going to say it's a 50-50 chance, but I think that it can get to a game 7 here.
Here's what I want desperately, and I would probably be a little more negative. I think it's probably going to be New York in 5 or 6. But I so desperately, and King and I were talking about it before the show, for Detroit to steal 1 at the Garden. If you somehow come back 1-1, yep. And on Thursday, I know it's the draft, but LCA is going to be insane.
It
just don't
be.
Come back down 0-2, because if you're down 0-2, it feels like it's your funeral.
Well, except it's, you know, like when you get to the playoffs and these things, you have that stupid cliche. It doesn't become a series until somebody wins on the road,
right.
And then you're just holding court, not literally, and all this. But I agree with you. I think it'd be amazing if they come back to LCA and the series is tied at 1. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Do you take offense that nobody is giving the Pistons a chance nationally to win this series? Plus, we have somebody else we want to kind of springboard off that as it relates to surprises here in Detroit playoff history or just Detroit sports history. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, if you want that beautiful, green, lush lawn this summer, you've got to take care of it right now. That means talk to the great folks over at Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, where you get green, stay green with Natural Way. 888-GET-GREEN is the telephone number, or go to naturalwaylawn.com. And for a limited time, you purchase that full lawn program, and you get free grub control. But you got to mention my name, Gator, in the station's 97.1 The Ticket. Look, you want to save some money? Here's what you do. You get green and stay green and save green when you prepay. Call by the end of the month to get that early bird discount. And what's great about that? Well, you take care of crabgrass. It's crabgrass control time. That first application is the most important for crabgrass control, because if you see crabgrass in the middle of the summer, frankly, it's too late to treat for it. You want to take care of it right now. And we know that we've moved on, hopefully, completely from the snow and the cold. It's time to really start thinking about your lawn. Call them right now, get on the schedule, and make sure that they come out and take care of your yard. In fact, they'll assign a specialist to your yard with the certified applicators and arborists that they have there. They custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. It's a locally owned company for 35 years and a company I've trusted for almost a dozen years. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Give them a call today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com. So we know it was start time, by the way, for game 3 at LCA on Thursday. Start time is 7 o'clock. So that's great news for Pistons fans and Lions fans alike. NFL draft. What time is the, is the draft at 7 or 7:30, 8 o'clock? I forget what time the draft is.
I think it's 8, if right? It's, first pick?
I hope it's first pick at 8. If that's the case, then even better. I don't know why I'm thinking it's 7, though.
It might be right, but I 7:30, maybe. I don't know. But either way, unless the Lions are trading up big, which, by the way, if you're at the game, you're going to know about it anyway because you'll see it on your phone. I mean, it's the Pistons window. Pistons game, get over by 9:30, and then you can have plenty of time to watch the Lions draft.
The NFL draft is 8 o'clock. That's when it starts on Thursday. So that's great news because at 28, we know how this works. There's like, you know, 6 to 8 picks an hour maybe at best. So it's going to take a few hours. So you can enjoy the playoff game. And whether you stay downtown or not, it's up to you. But you can certainly get home in plenty of time to watch the second half of the first round.
So, Gator, you mentioned the majority of people, when you look at the prognosticators, you look on TV, you look in the paper, you look online, everybody's taking the Knicks. For whatever reason, they're taking the Knicks. It's weird because the Pistons are only a plus 360, right? It's not a 1-8 seed. It's not this undoable task to beat the New York Knicks, but I, too, would probably take New York. With that being said, I want to ask you something. Maybe give us a little talking it into existence. What was, when was, the last time in Detroit sports where we didn't think we had a chance in hell, or maybe nobody else thought we had a chance in hell, and we pulled off a surprising victory that was substantial? Like, for instance, I don't think that anybody thought the Tigers would beat the Astros.
No.
They had gone to the ALCS 7 straight years. They were a playoff veteran team. They had good pitching. They had monster bats. And the Tigers went in there and they won 2 games.
Yeah, and I think with that, once they got into the playoffs and got to that first round, I think some people may have thought, all right, you only have to win 2. It's possible. But the way that they got in there with a 2-man rotation.
Right, and all the games being in Houston.
Yeah, it didn't seem like that was going to be in the Tigers' favor. So it, even then, it was still like, okay, they have a chance. But I mean, if you had to pick the series, most people were saying it's Houston.
All right, what else you got?
That was a nice return. For me, go back to that Detroit surprise, if you will, sometime over the last like 30 years. Let's limit it there. To me, it was the Kenneth Walker Michigan State team that went 11-2 in 2021. That team came out of nowhere that year. Like, you know, they come out of COVID. You don't really know what's there. You heard that they got this transfer running back from Wake Forest, and he was good for Wake Forest, but not great. I mean, he had 579 yards rushing for Wake Forest, and nobody thought this was going to be a game breaker. And then the first game of the season, I think, was against Northwestern. And I remember it was at Arts Beats and Eats watching the Mugs play. And I'm looking to my right, and the game is going on as well because it was right outside of O'Toole's at the time. And here he goes for like the second play of the game or whatever it was. It goes for like 89 yards and a touchdown or something crazy. What is going on here? And then the season progresses, and they keep winning. They keep having these big games from Kenneth Walker, and they beat Michigan, and they're like, wow, this is actually – that's a team that nobody thought was going to be anything. And they won 11 games, including their the bowl game against Pitt, where both teams were without their best player.
And Tuck got the big extension.
And he got the big extension. Everything went downhill from that
point. After that, it got a little interesting.
But it was that season, that 2021 season, that came out of nowhere that nobody thought that team was going to be a very good football team. And that's what they were, a very good football team.
Look, I think I have the perfect one. And we're asking, kind of in spirit, because nobody thinks the Pistons are going to win this series, at least nationally. What is your one Detroit surprise that kind of proves anything's possible? I got you guys. Michigan State basketball 2019 against Duke, when you had Zion RJ Barrett and Kenny Goins hits that big shot at the end of the game. Nobody thought that Michigan State would beat Duke. Nobody thought Duke would lose. And everybody was upset that they were in the same bracket as MSU, and MSU popped them to go to the Final Four, then lost to Texas Tech.
Yeah, I was at a supper club.
Supper club?
Supper club event. Friends in Lathrop Village, they had this.
What's the average age of a supper club?
Probably
65.
I would, no, younger than that, but
40.
No, somewhere between, I would say around 40 and 50, somewhere in there. I mean, we're just residents of Lathrop Village. So I had a lot of friends that lived in there, and we were there, and they had a big screen TV set up for that game, but it was that happened to be adjacent. Like, they were there for this supper club. It was, right. was something they did every month.
Right, and, go for the supper club, yeah, stay and for
I'm
the like, basketball?
I'm not going to go. And my friend said, well, they're going to have the game on. Like, all right, then I'm going to go. And we sat, watched the game. It was awesome.
Do you know what I've never heard a 25-year-old say?
I had a supper club meeting.
I got supper club plans.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many 25-year-olds are living on their own in a house either. So, I mean, it was a great time. Don't knock it. You know, it's a nice community event if you're in a nice
It just sounds very old.
So?
I'm just saying.
So?
I'm not ripping on you.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I kind of am.
It's a good time. Kang, do you like deviled eggs?
I love deviled eggs. Okay. I have a problem, actually. Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened at supper club.
Uh-oh.
There were like five trays of deviled eggs.
Oh!
Okay? If you like deviled eggs, this is the place for you.
The supper club is the place for you. Kang is not old enough to attend supper club.
So, like, deviled eggs, I could eat, like, 10 of them, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right? But I would never eat a five-egg omelet.
Right.
Like, why is that?
I don't know. Like, I could eat a million deviled eggs.
But if you made that omelet form, you'd be like, this is insane.
Right, no. What is that? It's like it's a six-egg omelet. What?
No.
I'm curious.
Can I just have a dozen deviled eggs? Can I do that instead?
Does the book club happen before or after the supper club?
Oh, I see. You got jokes. I don't know about a book club. I just know about a supper club that allows you to bring alcohol to it. Is that fun? You seem to like to drink. But even in your 20s, you like to get drunk, is what you said.
Why do you say it so accusatory?
It's not accusatory. I'm just pointing out facts.
I don't drink as much anymore. I guess if I went to a supper club, I would.
Kind of cool.
I'd
bring your own stuff with you. It was
a
great time.
Would never be part of a book club. Come on.
Not a book club. What do you mean? Right.
Yeah, what do you
supper
know?
Club is so much cooler.
It was fun. It's a great community event.
I think if it's dinner club, it just sounds better. Supper club sounds like a bunch of Thelmas and Sophies hanging out when they're 85 years old.
I didn't say any Thelmas. I can't say it wasn't a Sophie.
How old was she?
I have no idea. I don't know. I had a great time. Enjoyed it.
Okay.
When you live in I don't live in Lathrop Village, but it's a smaller community, and it's a great community. Everybody talks to each other and friendly with each other. That's why they have events like that.
All right, so cool. What's your Detroit surprise?
I said for me, it was the Michigan
State
team.
I know, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general, 248-539.
Now we can move on. Are you done picking on me for going to supper club?
Doesn't that sound funny?
I don't know. What's funnier, going to the Velvet Touch?
By the way, people are texting in. The Velvet Touch is still open.
It's funny because DJ wants to have supper at the Velvet Touch.
DJ only goes to supper club for the supper.
Fair enough.
Not for the club.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. What's the Detroit surprise over the last 30 years where you can come up with an instance that nobody thought this team was going to win, and yet that's exactly what happened? We'll talk about it with you next year. 97.1, The Ticket.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go ahead.
What?
You're laughing. I'm sure I'm getting, am I getting killed?
No. I'm just reading some of the ticket text at the break. Scott and Carlton said, guys, great name for a strip club, the Devil's Egg. A buffet of gourmet devil eggs, LFG. So that's all. I got nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody says, I heard the Velvet Touch has a daily crab dinner special. Chris and Hope. By Detroit surprises is that Gator has been to the Supper Club. Mike from Waterford.
It's a good time. Yeah. Haven't been in years, but that may have been the last time I went, was that Final Four.
It's a good day.
It was good times.
Just saying. I want a Supper Club lifetime pass so I can bring Rieger and watch him cold hand Luke deviled eggs. I'm not a big deviled eggs guy myself. That's more kink.
And Cool Hand Luke was the movie with Paul Newman where he ate, I think it was 40 hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
That was disgusting. It's one of the most disgusting scenes, which is gluttony.
40?
40.
That's too much.
That's a lot.
You want to give it a shot?
No, I don't even want to attempt that.
I mean, you're talking a good game, but you can go 10 deviled eggs.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
is
that's
effectively 5 eggs.
Yeah. That would make me want to vomit.
You don't like just go back to back. You all of a sudden just end up there somehow.
Yeah,
right?
You're walking around. Yeah. Next thing you know, I'm like, how many have I had?
Yeah, right?
It's like a pizza where you just like keep scarfing pizza. Then you look down and you're like, oh my God, I had 7 slices. Who knew?
No, because pizza's like, that's what you're there for. That's it. Deviled egg is like an appetizer. You're having a couple deviled eggs and you walk around like, oh yeah, puff pastry. Okay, all right, I have a little salad over here. And, oh, another deviled egg. Okay, sure. And the next thing you know, you've had
8 to 10.
I have no idea. Like, do you guys, I know you and Doug talk about food a lot. You guys do the, would you eat that?
Right.
Are you going to eat that?
I'm sorry, what now?
Are you going to eat that?
I'm sorry. Are you going to eat that?
Yes.
Do you guys have an official food of the Carson Anderson program? Because if you don't, I kind of think you do now.
We don't because Doug throws a wrench in everything with what he likes and doesn't.
Why wouldn't
like.
He like deviled eggs? That's not fatty.
What has he said about deviled eggs? I don't remember him talking about deviled
eggs.
I'm not
sure if he's a fan or not. Yeah.
Yeah. Not sure he is. Depends what you're mixing in with the deviled egg.
Yeah, that's big for him.
Yeah, I mean, you can't throw bacon in there because he's not going to do it.
No.
Well, bacon deviled egg is great.
What a lifestyle. Very disciplined.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. It's disciplined. And then there'll be something off the wall that he's like, yeah, I'll crush that. Like his pretzel M&M's.
Yes.
Oh, that's not healthy at all.
No.
Oh.
Girl Scout cookies. Thin Mints.
Definitely not healthy. Okay.
You'll eat sleeves at a time.
You should send him to study on those. Not great. I'm just saying.
Are you talking about the metal thing that was came up?
I've read some stuff.
Yeah, okay. Allegedly. I don't know if it's
true. Yeah, I mean, yes, allegedly.
Even that's not stopping Doug.
No, he actually, yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop. But we were asked by the surprise over the last 30 years, the Detroit surprise, in relation to what's going on with the Pistons when they play on Saturday night, because nobody is picking the Pistons to win nationally. None of the pundits are saying, oh, yeah, Pistons. I got the Pistons in six. Right? Pistons. Everything is Knicks. I don't think any of those were sweeps, but there were a lot that came in at five and six and were a couple at seven games. But everybody picking the Knicks, and it seems like, okay, I don't mind that from a Detroit standpoint because the Pistons can use anything they can as fodder and put the chip on the shoulder or whatever, you know, bulletin board material, whatever kind of motivation you think that they need. I don't know if that gives them too much, but it seems often enough in sports we've seen locally, people do keep receipts. Jared Goff keeps receipts. Brad Holmes keeps receipts.
Accurate.
And it's fun when they keep the receipt and they bring it out. Like when Jared Goff, when they beat the Chiefs to start the season a couple of years ago, and Jared Goff called out, was it Fitzpatrick, the quarterback?
Yes.
Who was on the postgame show.
The Thursday night pre and postgame.
Yeah. And he called him out and said, oh, my poor man's Matt Ryan, huh? After they knock off the Super Bowl champs. He had receipts. It was cool. We like the receipt thing. But what's that Detroit surprise over the last 30 years? I think we just had one, frankly, over the weekend. Western Michigan winning the national championship in hockey, college hockey. Nobody was giving Western a chance.
I didn't even know they had a hockey team.
You did not.
I mean, not really. I didn't know Central didn't have one either. Apparently Central doesn't, but Western does. No, you're right about that. And a pretty good hockey team nonetheless. And to beat a team like Boston, right, that has an unbelievable hockey pedigree, that's pretty awesome.
Well, to beat Denver and then to beat Boston. Well, Denver and Boston, these are two of the the blue
college
of
hockey
college
powerhouse.
Hockey. And Denver has been a powerhouse for, I don't know, maybe a dozen years or so where they've won multiple national championships, and Boston has been forever. I think they set the record for most wins in the Frozen Four tournament in college hockey. And then Western just says, all right, we got this, and knock them both off and win the national championship and do it convincingly on Saturday night. That was really fun.
That was awesome. I think one of the ones, too, happened recently was Michigan beating Ohio State. They were at 25, 26, 28, whatever it was, point dog. And we thought that Ryan Day was going to throw all over Michigan. And next thing you know, they beat him 13-10. Like, who the hell would have thought that?
Yeah, I think you even go back a few years when they had the game where the snow was falling and CJ Stroud game at Michigan Stadium. Nobody was giving Michigan a chance to win that game. And they bullied Ohio State in that game. It was an impressive victory that they had, and with the snow falling, and then, you know, Stroud throws the interception at the end. It's like, wow, that just happened. And then it's happened every year since, too, which is incredible. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. So the Red Wings finish up their season tonight.
No, really?
Last game of the year.
Mm, cool.
At Toronto, and lots of questions are being asked. It's interesting watching how they're finishing up the season because they're playing really well.
Yeah.
Which is aggravating and frustrating.
But Todd McClellan said it. He's like, the teams are playing really aren't engaged. He said that the other day after they beat the Dallas Stars, which, by the way, I give him crazy credit for. It's like, don't get too carried away. The teams are playing aren't really engaged. And it's true. Dallas rested some dudes yesterday. I mean, Devils playing without Hughes. Today, Toronto couldn't care less considering they're already locked into the top spot in the Atlantic. So they could win four in a row. They can get up to 87 points, but I don't know how impressive it really is.
And you're watching the game last night, and all five goals were like wrist shots. And so you have like sort of delayed reaction on watching it as a fan, like, oh, that's a goal. Oh, that's a goal. And the last couple of games, you've seen some different combinations out there on the ice. Berggren's played on the top line, and he looks better. He's actually had points in these last couple of games. Fun to watch that. Watching Marco Kasper play over the last 20 games, or he looks like, okay, that's a real good player there, and now he's got 19 goals on the season.
He could be your second line center.
He looks really good. And then what they've done also the last couple games is they've paired, for the most part, Mo Sider and Simon Edvinson together.
Which, by the way, how it should be, I kind of feel, but yes.
And I think probably how it will be. moving forward to have that top defensive pair, and we'll see what they do next year with who they're going to pair if Sandin Pelica makes the team, which I think he will. Does he go with Ben Sherratt, or what do they do?
Can I tell you something that like blew me away yesterday? So I was working the game, and I'm curious what Kenny thinks too, because he's a big Wings guy. But I was working the game yesterday, and you know, Dylan Larkin scored his 30th goal. So that's now four consecutive seasons with 30 or more goal for the Wings captain. And then I was going down. I was curious how many goals he had, 250-some, since he's been a Wing. And then some stat blew me away. And it probably doesn't blow you away. You realize that tonight Dylan Larkin finishes his 10th season with the Red Wings? 10th! That's insane! And he's made one playoff series. And I'm not saying it's all his fault, because of course it's not. But my God, what a legacy. Dude's been in the league a decade, and he's played in one playoff series where the top 16 teams make the postseason every year. That is unbelievable.
That's the, yeah, it's a time of futility for this Red Wing team, because they haven't made the playoffs. It's brutal that they have gone this long without making the playoffs. But to your point about Dylan Larkin, I mean, he's that guy, right? He's the leader of this team. And of course, it's not all on his shoulders. This team hasn't made the playoffs.
No, but do you think, and I'm just throwing it out there, okay? You know there's big changes coming up. Like, I know they're going to do their best to try to get Mitch Marner, which would be unbelievable if he leaves Toronto and you could somehow land that guy. And if Steve's willing to pay him the contract in the term, it'd be sensational. Top line winger, I mean, that dude would kill it in Hockey Town. With that being said, though, we've talked about so many different things about what the Wings should do, because it's going to be a massive offseason and they need to rebuild their top bottom two lines. And I do wonder, are you positive? I'm beating around the bush because I don't know if I actually want to say it.
No.
Are we positive that Dylan Larkin is the right guy to rebuild this thing? And when I say rebuild, I mean take this thing to the next level. And it's not all his fault by any means. But let's not forget, this was a guy that they weren't sure if they wanted to be the captain. They had no captain for 1 year. He's been the captain. He's been great, right? But has he? I just don't know if Larkin is that dude moving forward. And would they be better off trading him? Would you, Waterford native, contemplate trading Dylan Larkin? And in return, you hope to get some pieces that put you in a better spot.
248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, I've got some good news for you. I think that we've officially moved on from winter, and that means some more great news. The red, white, and blue trucks that are everywhere, you can call them. Those are the expert technicians at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and they're going to make sure that your HVAC and plumbing are ready to take on the heat that is just around the corner. Don't just take my word for it. You can check out their A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau or some of the five-star reviews they have on Google. So whether it's your furnace, your water heater, boiler, water filtration, your AC unit, schedule an appointment at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Welcome back to Carson Anderson here at 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Rieger with you today. Doug will be back tomorrow. And Jeff brings up an interesting question with the Red Wings season coming to a close. Do you continue to move on with Dylan Larkin, or do you look to move Dylan Larkin? He's been here for 10 years. Four straight seasons of 30 goals.
Oh, yeah.
I guess my quick answer to that is I'm not looking to trade him, because guys that score 30 goals a season, they don't grow on trees. And if you have one and he's under contract for several years, at actually kind of an affordable price when you look at things.
That is true.
I'm going to hang on to him. And I recognize that there's a lot of futility here, but if you're going to trade away one of those guys, what are you going to get in return? Are you going to get draft picks in return?
No. You would have to trade him for a proven player. Like I always think, and maybe this doesn't fit, so you tell me if it doesn't, but I think of the Flames and Panthers trade. When the Flames got Matthew Tkachuk from Calgary, and in return they gave up a really good player in Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar, right? These are two really good players that are now just kind of starting to fit with the Flames. Meanwhile, Panthers won a Stanley Cup with Tkachuk.
Yeah, so other players there too, but yes.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's the move, but it would be something like that, right? Where you trade a guy that I think could need a scenery change, and a lot of teams would want him, and as you mentioned, can score 30 goals and play center, whether it's top line or second line. And then you get in return a couple guys that can really help you out. So no, you don't trade him for prospects. I would never do that. But as far as your points about like 30 goal scorers, right? Currently, there are only, and I'm looking at it right now, there's like 40 players that score 30 or more goals in the league. So while 30 is impressive, and it's definitely impressive here, I don't know if that's the sole reason you hang on to them.
Well, no, and the Red Wings have, two of those players. Yeah. DeBrincat's got 38, Larkin has 30, and Lucas Raymond has 27. Not likely to get a hat trick tonight, but you never know.
You never know. I don't think Toronto cares about winning that game.
No, but Lucas Raymond's a point-a-game guy. He's at 80-point season already this year. You know, the top two lines aren't the problem with the Red Wings, as you mentioned earlier.
I agree.
It's the bottom two lines and the overall lack of team defense. I think with this offseason, we're going to see an opportunity for change for sure, just because some guys are free agents they're gonna let go. Guys like Tyler Mott, Craig Smith, that won't be here. I don't know if Watson's going to be there or not. Watson's played a ton, but
got to find a way to get rid of Tarasenko.
Tarasenko was a bad signing last offseason. It just was. 2 years, I think $4.5 million each year.
Compher's got two more years.
Compher and Kopp are two players that are kind of similar in what they do. Kopp has been hurt and has missed the last 20 games or so. That maybe not so coincidentally is the time when the Red Wings started to take a dive in the standings. But yeah, certainly that last line you could find improvement on. And if you were to trade away Larkin, yeah, you would think you'd get a player like that, but you're losing one of those top players that I don't think they can afford to lose.
No, and listen, I hear you, but what you're getting in return, sometimes you simply need to shake it up. And I agree with you. Like, let's say you go out and you somehow rebuild the bottom two lines, right? And let's say you bolster the D and Pelika's up here and you're playing Edvinson and Sider together. Let's say you make real improvements. You're still what? A 95 win team, point team? Like, you're still trying to not just make the postseason, which you got to do, but get further. I've wondered about this a while. I'm curious where people are at. I'm looking at the ticket text. At what point do you say you shake it up so extremely that you get rid of the captain? And again, this is in regards to getting something back that you can use right away.
Yeah, I guess
you
probably,
make a
you don't
good
know
trade,
what you,
value for value trade.
Yeah, which those are hard to make in the NHL. You don't typically see that. Typically what you see is trading away a player for draft picks, or you're trading away a player of significance like this for a younger player that has promise, but they're not anywhere near the level of the player to trading. So you're banking on the long run. Red Wing fans don't want to wait much any longer, right? They want to make the playoffs. So I guess the way I look at it is I'm not trading Larkin. What I am going to do is be very aggressive in the offseason. I am all for putting all your eggs in a basket of Mitch Marner. I think if you add Mitch Marner to this team, you are a playoff team. And part of the reason, you talk about just if you do nothing, would the team be any better next year than what they were this year? I don't know. The recent record would tell you no, because it's 3 years in a row of basically doing the same thing and you're getting
worse this year than they were last year.
The difference point-wise, with what I think would come down the road next year is that you saw tremendous growth in certain players. Like Elmer Soderblom, when he was promoted to one of the top two lines, all of a sudden that guy's a force. Marco Kasper has been very good for this team since being moved to the top two lines, whether he's playing with the Larkin line or Patrick Kane, and now it's with Kane and DeBrincat. He looks great with those two guys. And this is a guy who's a rookie in the league, and in his rookie season, he's got, 37 points or something like that?
Yeah, he's been really good.
36 points. 19 goals in his rookie season.
I agree.
And a lot of that production has come in the last 20 games. So am I counting on Marco Kasper? Can Marco Kasper step up next year and be a 30-goal scorer next year already? I mean, he's at 19 right now.
Hell, I'll just take a competent second center or even a top-line center.
So, my plan is I'm going all in on Marner. I'm going to pay him $13 million a year. I'll do it for 8 years. Get him here and make that the top two lines even better than what they are. I'm letting go some players that on the bottom two lines, specifically, at least three of those guys. And then I can replace those guys with players that you want to see, like a Nate Danielson or Carter Mazur or, Amadeus Lombardi, who's having a good run right now with Grand Rapids as
Sweet
well.
Name too.
Maybe, we'll see if the other prospects are ready to come up from the forward standpoint. And I'm going to take my chances with those young forwards to get better. But my top two lines have now gone from being good top two lines because now I've added Marner to being great
top two lines. You're probably going to lose Patrick Kane, which is fine.
You may or may not.
Okay, fine. If he comes back,
I have no idea what he wants. If he wants to come back, I'm bringing him back.
And that's fine. With that being said, if you somehow got Mitch Marner, then I agree with you. There's no talk of trading Dylan Larkin. Everything is great. Now, he might be leaving. I still think, until I see it, he's from Toronto. He's got one more playoffs in him. I still think he's going to choose to stay there, and they're going to find a way to finagle the cap and somehow get him under contract. With that being said, though, like they tried to trade him. They asked him to waive his no trade. They wanted to get rid of him, and he got all pissed off, and it led to a rather contentious little back and forth with the media where he's like, I'm not going to talk about this contract stuff. So there is a belief that maybe he will become a free agent. If you somehow scored a Mitch Marner, then I think this entire city would go insane. Like, the DeBrincat trade was amazing. You get a Marner, and I agree. You're right back on track. Life is good. We're all buying our season tickets, and Costa's renewing. It's a big if, though. I mean, there's going to be 15 to 17 teams, if he's truly available, that are going to go try to get Mitch Marner. And Steve Yzerman does not have a history of giving out massive term, also doesn't have a history of overpaying. So if that were to happen, awesome. I just don't know if I can put my eggs in that basket.
Yeah, I understand. And it'd be, you imagine, to lure him away, but Toronto can't afford him. That's the thing, is that they have real cap issues. So if they can't afford him and he hits the free agent market, do I think Detroit has a chance? Yeah. Do I think Detroit might have to overpay? Maybe. But that's a player that I'm okay with overpaying for. In the NHL, players can play and be very productive later in life, more so than you see.
Oh, I agree with you.
More so than you see like in Major League Baseball. Like we talk about, if you're going to give somebody an 8-year contract who's, let's say, 28 years old,
right,
in baseball,
they might fall off for the last 2 years.
Those last couple of years are going to be brutal.
No, but here's the thing with Marner, too. He might be happy here because, let's be honest, and I'm not trying to say anything that we don't already know is true. Detroit's media market, not quite to the extent what Toronto's hockey media market is. I mean, they get in your face over there. They're constantly in your grill.
Well, I don't know if that matters as much.
I think Marner wants to get the hell away from the media there. But, again, he's a Toronto native, so maybe it means something to him to play for the Maple Leafs.
Here's the other thing is that your dollar does go further here in the United States than it does in Canada. So if you're making $13 million American dollars, that's significant.
Well, let me ask you this. Does it hurt him or help the Wings if they get knocked out again in the first round of the playoffs? They're going to play the Ottawa Senators.
I think it would only help the Red Wings. If,
all right.
Because I think
so
Toronto,
let's get together
Toronto fans
and root against Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, Marner and Tavares are both unrestricted free agents.
Well, Tavares is like, I know
I'm just saying, it's another one. That's not who I'm after, Mitch Marner. But, you know, Toronto's going to have a hard time trying to put something together where they can bring Marner back. Unless, like you said, hey, if he's a Toronto guy and wants to stay in Toronto, maybe there's a hometown discount for him, but maybe not.
Right,
because
if
they get knocked out again in the first round, or don't advance as far as they want them to.
I don't know that they will, despite always doing it with the exception of that one time. But to your point, Gator, you work your ass off to hit free agency. And he just had his first ever 100-point season. Like, he is prime to get paid. And some team definitely will overpay for him. Now, will it be the Red Wings? I have no idea. But the more I think about it, he probably does leave.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Brad Holmes, Lions GM, he did speak this morning. We'll tell you what he had to say coming up next here at 97.1, The Ticket.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at RingCentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.